Blog Talk Radio.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Oh, that's so sad to know that I ripped that off Thriller. Now he's gone. Anyway, so, well, both of them are gone now. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Girl Girl Variety Hour. Oh, my God. I am your crazy bitch-ass host, Girl Girl. How's everybody doing out there? Well, thank you for coming on another evening of spunk-up entertainment. And you know how that's the telltale sign a date is going well, is when it's spunked-up entertainment. Anyway, guys. Enduring this brutal trek of travesty that we create is my two insane, I guess, spunker uppers. I don't know. Or what would be the spunker and what would be the spunk E? So I don't know. Do with it what you will. Make of it what you want. Slather wherever you want to slather. Anyway, I got Tech Guy Yed and the cleavage here.
Yellow.
That was interesting. As we're talking about slathering up in spunk. Anyway. And of course we have the cleavage. How interesting.
Hello, cleavage.
Welcome aboard. We are the trio of terror, or basically terror to your ears, because we technically, I guess, are an entertainment show, which is horrible for all of you out there because you have to endure us for an hour and a half. So, jokes on you, bitches. Anyway, I think we should jump right into this because we got a hot show tonight. What we got? We've got some grave robbing things going on here. We've got a bunch of ghouly, grisly gore. We have Mitch from Horror Society on tonight. Horror Society is a kick-ass, basically, club up here in Chicago that gets together, and they basically host all the major horror cons. You know, get a lot of indie horror fests happening, so very cool. He's going to talk about Summer Slaughter. What else we got going on? We've got, I have a nice tidbit. Our little
parent bit?
A titbit. Yeah. It's a nice titty out tonight. You have enough of that. So there we go.
Oh!
I was going to say I had to remove Yed's head earlier because he was suffocating. She tries to suffocate him often.
Yes, I'm doing this show headless right now.
That's the only way I can get him to shut up.
And it still doesn't work.
I was like, headless how? Let's think about this.
Oh!
Ew! Let's go to the mall today. Anyway, How I Met Your Mother references. That's just sad. It's just sad that we've resorted to that at this point in time. No, we got some interesting stuff, and I'm totally geeked to talk about MJ's possible ghost at Neverland Ranch. Awesome. But that's later. We got some good stuff. And then next week, we've got an even better show. It just gets better and better, folks. We've got a better show full of more spunked up entertainment for you because we've got horror artist Jared Brown on. He is awesome. I would totally hump that man's leg in a heartbeat. So I'm excited. Next week's going to be awesome. He's going to be humped like three times over. So it's all good because Yed's not opposed. Cleavage will hump anything. And, I'm right there with her, so good times. Good times.
So this is humped cubed, then?
Yes, it's humped cubed.
Humped
cubed. Yes. Jared will be humped cubed. He'll be like, I don't know what the hell that is, and I'm no longer doing your show. So thank you very much. Oh, my God. So let's get right into it. Let's get right into this. For everybody else, that has heard about this but doesn't know. We got to just jump right into the segment of our news roundtable. Okay, guys? Here we go. First of all, grave robbers in Chicago.
Boo!
Kind of cracks me up. You thought this practice would be outdated, but suffice it to say not. I don't know if you cool cats out there have heard about this, but in Burr Oak Cemetery, out here in Alsip, Illinois, which is just a spit shot from Chicago, it's a little bit south of Chicago.
It's like a mile from my house.
Yes, a spit shot from Chicago. It was discovered, and I have no idea how they discovered this, but they discovered that the proprietors, or the employees of the proprietors, I should say, have been doing a little bit of grave robbing. So for anybody out there, this is like a huge thing going on right now. It's all over the news. Everybody's heard of it. I was actually, when I was over at the Doubletree the other day, we're like, you know, a mile from it, and it's just insanity, chaos that was surrounding that place. What ended up happening was the office manager was doing a plot-for-profit scheme. And what she was doing, she had enlisted the help of three of the grave diggers. What was it? Maurice Daly or something. He was the foreman. And then the two guys, Terrence Hicks and I forget the other guy's name, something else Hicks. They were like brothers or something. Anyway, so got those three guys in on this. And their whole thing, they've even speculated this has been going on since like the 80s with the cemetery. So what ended up happening was they would go and they were kind of keeping track of any unmarked kind of, you know, outdated graves that haven't been visited in a while. They decided, hey, let's dig up the corpses. So they would dig up the corpses and threw them pretty much in a mass grave towards the back end of the cemetery. And pretty much just, they have no idea how many bodies are back there, supposedly back there or whatever. It's all insane because the thing that's holding up the investigation is there are no actual maps of large portions of the cemetery. You know how cemeteries are supposed to keep accurate records. Yeah. So-and-so's buried here, interred here, this, blah, 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 blah. Apparently, the majority of maps they have are sketches that some of the employees have done randomly throughout time. So there's no actual maps for this cemetery. So kind of interesting. So that's holding up the investigation because you're pretty much looking for a needle in a haystack at this point. I mean, the cemetery isn't like Bachelor's Grove where you can walk from one to the other in less than a minute. You know, this is a cemetery. This is one of the big cemeteries over there. And so this is definitely, it's hindering investigation. But yeah, supposedly they dug these up and sometimes they would, you know, resell. Well, the majority of the time they'd resell the plots to other people, you know, make quick cash under that, cash under the table, or, you know, they double stack the bodies in other graves. So kind of crazy. They're even saying now that one mass grave that they're looking at, they're even saying there might be another mass grave towards the front of the cemetery. So there might be the main one in the back and then there might be another one in the front.
Yeah,
so,
I believe they said there's one kind of toward the center mass grave. It might be the same one as the front.
That might be the front because the main one is in the back. It's in the north end. So that was the main one. They're saying at first they started off thinking it was 100 bodies were there. Now they're saying it's about close to 300 and maybe more. But you know what? This is everywhere. Everyone's going nuts. There's this huge investigation. There's cops all over the place. You know, people are coming from all over the United States to go visit, you know, the cemetery, talk to officials, see if it's their relatives that are in this mass grave or if their relatives are okay and undisturbed. And this is crazy because this isn't like, you know, you have celebrities at random cemeteries. But this particular cemetery, it's there's a lot of civil rights people buried there. There's a lot of, it's mostly for the African-American community of Chicago, stuff like that. This is the cemetery. What was it? Oh God. There was just the names that I had heard that were there, just an astounding number, but just a lot of great people. Civil rights lynching victim, Emmett Till, who they're trying to set up a memorial to is there.
Oh, God. Have they checked Emmett Till's grave?
So far, everything's fine. But they were supposed to set up a memorial for him. In 2005, they unearthed him, put him in another coffin, and reinterred him. And they're taking his glass-top coffin, and they're supposed to use that in the memorial. This was all in the plans and the works. Well, they said so far everything looks legit as far as that's concerned, and the glass-top coffin is indeed still there. But they said it's, like, sitting under like a little makeshift shack just rusting away till they figure out what to do with this memorial. But there's a memorial fund set up to get this Till, you know, memorial set up, and people have contributed money since 2005. Well, they're saying now that the office manager, Carolyn, has probably most likely taken most of that memorial money. So they're saying that anybody that's donated to this fund to contact the, you know, Cook County Sheriff's Office and stuff like that.
What a mess. I mean, how are they going to identify who's in these graves? How do they know if they do find a body in the grave that it is the person who's the headstone says it is? I mean, is there enough DNA on a body that's been dead for 10 years?
And really, really, with the amount of bodies, are you really going to DNA test every single
that will be the only way to know
that's left there?
That's the thing. It'll be, can you imagine the coroner's office? They're going to be backlogged for 5 years if people start calling for DNA tests, because how else are you going to know?
And on top of that, it's not like these bodies are together in one piece. Like, they're cemented together. Just think about that. You pretty much are picking up just pilfered stuff left over and throwing it. It's pretty much just like picking up sand, you know, and that's it. So how the hell are you going to, you know, DNA test every single tiny piece and morsel in that ground,
yeah,
you know?
And plus, if this is going to has been going on for 5 years or whatever, most of it's already been decomposed,
yeah,
and you'll never know.
So you'll be like, well, I don't know where my person is. And that's what I'm saying, you know, I was thinking about it too, because I was actually not in shock that this happened. I'm not shocked at all, because actually, I don't know how naive people are out there. This isn't new. A lot of cemeteries do this. They just don't get caught. And I mean, I'm not saying every cemetery does it, and I'm not saying this is common practice, but there are a majority of cemeteries that have been doing this for years and are continuing to do it. It just happens. Carolyn and her boys got caught.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, because a couple of people I were talking to about this, they're saying, like, you know, they have family that are
right
there, but they know exactly where the headstone is.
Right.
So if they were to go to that cemetery and it wasn't there anymore,
they would know.
They would know. But a lot of these people from Burr Oak, I believe I just saw on the news, one of her cousin was killed in the first Gulf War.
Oh, yeah.
And they were saying that no one has been to his grave since he was buried.
That's the telltale sign of how they do this, because they can't just hit a grave that's relatively new or that people they know have visited. This is what they do. They look for unmarked graves, or they look for graves that people haven't been to, God, in more than 10 years.
Yes, but I mean, that's just kind of sad that you're going to wait how many years to, you know, you don't go and see your dead relatives at all. And then you're surprised when something like this happens. Like, come on, people.
It's just, and it just surprises me, because it surprises me how naive people are to think this is the first time this has happened. That's what surprises me most of this. The whole thing doesn't surprise me at all, but this surprises me that people are new to this concept. I'm like, come on, this has been going on forever since we started putting people in the damn ground. But the other thing is, okay, what is the most precious commodity that there is on this planet that there isn't going to be more of, that there is not more of now, that in fact there's less of? Real estate, what do they tell you is the number one thing that you can't make more of? You can make buildings, you can make bridges, you cannot make more land. You know, most of the land in the United States, hell, around the world, is leased to people. Donald Trump, he doesn't own the land that those buildings, his Trump Tower, sit on. That's leased to him. That's why I'm saying land is a hot commodity. And, you know, I just think it's ridiculous in the first place that we go and bury, okay, we go and it's a certain feet away from the next person, we have headstones lined up, and we bury all these people. Did we ever think, oh, gee, wait, there might be a problem with space? We might have land issues. That's my whole thing, is that's great. You want to memorialize your family. That's awesome. You don't have a lot of land. I'm totally digging New Orleans and how they do their corpse recycling. All the family members are in one spot, but you don't. They don't ever need to build any more cemeteries. They don't ever need any more land. They don't need it. It's fixed. The problem's been solved for years and years and years, and that's how it goes. And that's what I'm saying is we are all kind of brain dead because we're going to use up as much land as we can to put this person in the ground and put a headstone up. Oh, well, we can never reuse this, you know, and this person is disintegrated and gone by this point, and all that's left is a coffin and a gravestone. Isn't there maybe a better way? Why couldn't we have a space, kind of like New Orleans, where you have a family thing, just one singular thing, and you carve your memorials into the side of this thing? That would make more sense than using up as much land as possible. That would make more sense. It would make more sense to go vertically than it would horizontally.
I was just going to say that you start burying people like they're standing up then.
Exactly.
Or like stacking, you'd have a family hole, and then you dig down 18 feet and you just keep stacking them all.
Because that would make more sense than let's bury one person at a time, two people here, three people here. Even the family, these family gravestones, even how they're buried is ridiculous because the amount of space it takes up to use this is absolutely ridiculous. And my family has one of those. What is it? There's the Connors. They have – there's one mass stone, and there's – I don't know how many of them on this stone. I don't remember. And there's plots set aside for everybody. I mean, it's a waste of space. I've thought so for years. And I've thought, you know, my family members don't care at this point where they're at. If we have to have a memorial to them, why can't we have one singular memorial that takes up the only space of right here vertically than to take up 17 feet on either side for nothing?
Or we just go back to wooden coffins that biodegrade.
Actually,
when they decompose, and then you just keep reusing
the land. Actually, it's funny you said that because there are green cemeteries. There are green cemeteries. There's two, I think, in Arizona, and there's a couple more coming out, and they're starting to catch on. There's green cemeteries where you're basically just put back into the earth, and there's no limit on where you can, you know, dig up, bury. That's it. It's a green cemetery. You're put back in the earth, and that's it. You're decomposed. You're gone. There's nothing left. And a lot of people are opting to do it that way these days. And it makes more sense.
Well, not only
than
from the
sticking a lead-lined coffin in the ground and taking up room.
And not only from logistics, just spiritually it makes more sense because then you go back and become part of the earth again.
Exactly.
So spiritually, that's the better
way
to
do it. It's catching on. I think they're talking about possibly, so far it's just mostly out southwest area, but I think they were talking about bringing one up north somewhere. I'm totally off on where I'm thinking, but something like Wisconsin, Michigan, something like that. It was some area out here they were discussing. Oh, I think they were discussing one in Illinois too. I think that's what they were discussing, and it got shot down for some stupid reason or another, but they're trying to get it in Illinois. But that's my thing is, you know, it's just, it to me, it's silly. You know, it's absolutely silly to, you know, to do it like we're doing it. And so what are these cemeteries going to do? Or do we really think these cemeteries have unlimited land? Like, wow, their land must go on and on forever, for years and years and years. Like, that would be great in a fairy tale, you know?
Yeah.
The truth is, there's gates, there's borders, there's, oh, here's my property line, can't go past that. So what do you think these guys are doing when they run out of room and somebody hasn't visited this person's grave in 45 years? Oh, Mrs. Jones, you're gone, you know? Next, you know?
Yeah, I believe when I was a kid, I told my parents, you know, when I was like 7, it's like, you know, if I were to die, just bury me in the backyard. There's no reason to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to put me in a cemetery. Just bury me in the backyard like the old days. You know, you die, you had a little family bury you around in your backyard.
Exactly. The family members were allowed to bury you. There was, you know, laws set aside that permitted them to do such. Keeping and caring of the bodies. I mean, that would be great. And the whole thing, too, is I do feel bad for everybody because that's not something you want to hear. You don't want to hear that your Aunt Edna is now in a mass grave like Holocaust style, you know? I mean, you don't want to hear that. You don't. That's not something settling. And, you know, people are still in the mind frame of this is, you know, this is how it has to be. It has to be sacred. It has to be you know, the stone in the coffin in the ground. And, you know, so I do feel bad for everybody. And I think these guys deserve anything that's coming to them, everything and anything that's coming to them. Actually, right now, they're in Cook County Jail, all four of them. They're actually kept in separate cells because they're saying that if general population gets a hold of them, they're done. That's it.
Do they have any idea how much money these people, like, made off of doing this?
They have no idea. I don't think they can really tally it. Like, they're right now, it's complete confusion. And you know what's funny is that cemetery is so chaotic, it totally reminded me of the beginning scene in Texas Chainsaw Massacre when exact same thing happened. It was totally weird. I was totally seeing it, and it was absolutely weird, the imagery that was going on there. And as I was looking at, you know, the cemetery, it totally, in my head, it went, bing, bing, just like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Because the beginning of the movie, they seriously, it was, you know, the family was going around disturbing the graves and making things with the skeletons and making, you know, profane images and stuff like that. And the families come from all over. That's where, you know, our five travelers ended up, you know, going to visit their grandpa, make sure their grandpa's grave was intact. And that's how they got into the clutches of you know, the Sawyer family and be the end of it. But, I mean, you know, it was the same thing. And it totally reminded me of it. All these people from all over driving, pilgrimaging, you know, contacting authorities. Is my family member okay? You know, going there. I think my family member's in a mass grave. I don't know. What's going on? So it was totally like, it was wild to see how insane it is. But what I'm telling everybody is just relax and calm down, because there's no sense for you to go there. If you don't know where your relative is, if you know where they are, okay, that's one thing. Okay, they're in row 5. That's right there. Okay, that's cool. But if you don't know, you are making things way worse by going there. They even tell everybody, fill out a form, contact the office, and we'll get back to you as soon as we know something. Because they're trying to figure out, there's no maps, they're going blind, needle in a haystack through the cemetery trying to figure things out. There's no records, you know, they're trying to figure it out. So how are you supposed to help the investigation by swarming the gates, demanding answers and holding them up from, you know, uncovering what they got to uncover? It's just, it's ridiculous. So I don't know. It's pandemonium out there. Everybody's, you know, Chicago is in an uproar. It's panic everywhere. Everybody's going crazy. There's talks of race riots and all this stuff. And, you know, just all this crazy things people are talking about, panic in Chicago. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's nuts. It's absolutely crazy. And I feel horrible for the families that this has happened to. They're even talking about investigating public officials, because there's people that are delegated from the government to watch the 2,000 cemeteries in Illinois. And how did this go by, they're supposedly saying.
But I mean,
so,
honestly, the amount of graves that are there, though, I mean, how is
exactly.
someone overseeing it ever going to know whose carcass is rotting under what headstone? I mean, what I find interesting about...
Where's my grandpapa's carcass?
Grandpa. What I find interesting, though, is were these people not afraid of retribution by these people that they disturbed? I mean, I'm wondering if, have they been having a run of really bad luck the last 5 years? You know what I mean? I'm wondering if the
ghosts come back.
The spirits have to get jostled. That was your bag that you were tied to on Earth. I'm just wondering, I mean, are these people not worried about any spiritual retribution? I mean, it's just the thought of that, just not having any respect for that, is just...
Well, here's hoping that there's going to be some crazy stuff happen to them. I'm sure they're already... I'm positive there's already some stuff going on with them while they're in jail. If not spiritually, I'm sure somebody's doing something to them as we speak.
Just being taunted
because,
by
exactly. Other. I mean, and just other people. Because, I mean, that's the one cool thing I always thought about prisoners in jail, was that, like, you know, if, you know, let's say they're in there for murder, or they're in this for that or the other thing. There's certain offenses that if you go in and they know, they all kind of band together and
yep.
beat the crap,
rape
or
and
do whatever they got. Yeah,
yep.
Child molesters,
rapers,
just all sorts of things like that. They get the worst. They get the brunt of it. They're like the human toilets. I think that's cool. So this is kind of one of those things. I mean, you don't really see this. There's not a lot of people coming in. Oh, hey, I'm a grave robber. Just stopping through, you know. You don't see that often. So this is kind of a new offense to take into account today. So, I don't know. It's kind of cool to see what's going to happen with all this.
Well, out of all the crimes, too, that would be among the least honorable. I mean, they say there's honor among thieves. Grave robbing, really? I mean, you go stick up a gas station, that's one thing. But, I mean, this has to be, like, the lowest form of out of all the ranks of all the robberies you can have, this has to be the lowest form. It's just, it's horrifying to me. It does. Think about it.
You're like, this is just horrifying.
It is. It's horrifying. That's the only word I could think of for it.
It's bad, and they do deserve everything that's coming to them. I'm so surprised at people's reactions that they're new. It's like, were you born yesterday? Did you really think, if, like you were saying, if you left it alone for 10 years, it'd be okay? Do you really think people are this honest anymore, that they're not going to mess with your stuff if you're not there taking care of it?
Yeah, mess with your stuff is one thing, but mess with your dead relative?
That's your stuff. That's your stuff.
That's my shit. That's my shit alone.
That's my stuff.
Well, if it were me buried, I wouldn't really care because it's just a body.
Exactly.
Gone
it's the
anyway.
Sack that you're in while you're here. That's what I'm saying. Like, all these people that were there, they're like, hello. Come on, more important things
that's
to worry
what I
about.
Think. They should just throw everybody in a mass grave anyway and do like a war wall. You know, carve the name of everyone buried in this mound. You know, just back to burial mounds. That's what we need.
That's what I was saying. If you're so keen on having a memorial, having a grave or something, go vertically. Do not go horizontally.
Yeah.
Have everybody's name etched into the same stone and be the end of it.
We're going to have
to start
doing that. Just plant people.
I don't know. It's cool. I think this Green Cemetery is cool, and I hope it gets passed in Illinois. I'm going to actually try to contact the people that are doing it and see if I can't jump in and help them try to get some lobbying or whatever they got to get done with it. So I don't know, because I think it's a cool concept, and I would totally do it. So
sign me up. You're all my witnesses.
You might die at the end of this episode.
Then put my happy ass in a burlap bag and stick it on the patio.
And beat the crap out of it. Damn bitch. Turn her cleavage. Just beat the crap out. Yo, you know what's going to be funny is? She's going to, like, croak, and she's going to disintegrate. You're going to pop open her coffin lid, and there's just going to be two boobs sitting there. Nothing else, just two boobs. And you're going to be like, here lies the remains of cleavage. She was a perky soul.
No.
Always willing to bounce to her neighbors.
When she dies, we have to amputate the boobs and fit them into the gravestone.
It'll be those iron casts, those molded casts, like statues and stuff they have.
A bust of my bust?
It'll be a bust of your bust. But I'm ching.
Ayo.
Ayo. Oh my God, it'll be a bust of your bust. That's awesome. Everyone can go and pay homage to her. She just was fantastic. Well, what'd she look like? I don't know. I couldn't see past the cleavage. It was like, you just wanted to lay on them. They were so ample. Oh, no. You know how these, like, what was it? In Atlanta, there's some people that there's some of the graves look like pillows so that they could sleep comfortably after death and blah, blah.
Aww.
So here we go. She'll be like, rest upon my pillows. Rest your weary heads on my pillows, fellow travelers. That would be great. We're so wrong. No, I do. I feel bad for these guys that happened to, and I wish that everything turns out okay, and I hope retribution is swift and you know, just and merciless, yes. And I don't know. I'm looking at the pictures of these guys. I saw these guys' pictures, and I was like, oh, for God's sake.
What, do they look like vagrants?
They look like they're the people that would do it. And you're like, come on. Seriously.
They look like grave robbers?
The grave diggers, you're like, really? Really? You can't see them walking into, like, another job and being like, here's my application and here's my references. You see them being like, Igor, bring me another corpse. You see, like, some Frankenstein stuff going on. You're like, what in the hell is that? So, I don't know. They should get what they're coming to, and I hope they're ass-raped every night. So, good time.
Oh.
Ayo. So, and they have no ample bosoms to rest their themselves upon.
May you never have ample bosoms.
May you never have ample bosoms to rest.
Or may you have ample man bosoms to rest your weary head.
It might be their cellmates.
Oh.
Rest your head on me. Come on, rest it on Big Bubba. Let's do it. My God, I'll take care of you. You my teddy bear.
Rest your head on my butt cheek. Oh.
Good God. Thanks for that. I have perverted images flashing through my head. No, so, I mean, that was kind of like what's been happening around Chi-Town is just all this insane stuff. So I don't know. I don't know, spunked up entertainment right here, guys, because we're telling you what's going on. We are visually seeing the chaos happening in Chicago. So it's insane. It's insane, but I don't know. Anything else to add to this news roundtable?
Just that I'm horrified.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear horrified. I thought you were just going to be like, yeah, I'm just saying I'm horny.
I will give them one word of advice, though. Be careful in the shower to not drop the soap. Make sure you have the soap on a string around your arm.
Soap on a rope. Tie the soap to it. Braid your pubic hair and tie it to your pubic hair. Just be the end of it. Have a permanent spot for it.
Well, some of them already have braids and weaves and crap, so just tie it to that.
Tie it to your pubic hair. There you go, guys. We're giving advice to the prisoners. They're like, hey, that's a great idea. We should do that. All of a sudden, our prison fan base rises. And we're like, all these prisoners, we're like Johnny Cash walking into places. Ah! That would be awesome. Oh, my God. Anyway, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I say we go to break. I say we come back on with Horror Society Mitch, and we get this party kickstarted, because that was kind of a sour note to talk about. But, hey, it's hot. It's happening. It's what's going on in Chicago right now. Everyone's insane. There's mass graves. I don't know. Oh, one thing I do got to say about that real quick. Somebody actually asked me, hey, when do you think it would be safe to go ghost hunting in there? And I said, okay, listen up, jack off. First of all, the cops are there, so why would you go anyway? Secondly, have a little respect. Can't you wait a few months? Like, really? You're going to, like, that's like some insane Sasha Cohen crap. Like, you would watch in there and ghost hunt while the families are looking for their corpses. You know, I could see somebody walking in with, like, fake body parts. I would do that. I would walk in with fake body parts and be like, hey, is there any spirits here? Oh, you're looking for your mama? Let's talk to her. Can we get her? Can we get EVP? That's just insane. Wait some time before you decide to go ghost hunting. I don't even know what the etiquette is on that, but I would say 6 months before I even set foot in there
does
and decide to do something. What
does
this manor say about ghost hunting near mass graves?
I don't
what
know.
Is this? What is this?
Perhaps we should Google her and find out.
Miss Manners, we want to know. What is the allotted time that you are able to go in and ghost hunt after a mass grave is found? Please write that quickly. We're anxious. Chomping at the bit, Chicago. Good time. Anyway, let's go ahead. We're going to go to commercial. And it's a cool commercial, guys, because it's the new Sorority Row remake commercial.
Ooh.
And I don't like remakes, but I like Sorority Row. So good times with that. When we come back, we're going to have Horror Society's Mitch on to talk to us about Summer Slaughter. And we're going to kick this baby in high gear because we're going to get some crazy stuff talked about. So let's hit that commercial before I pass out.
And now a word from our sponsors.
My hope is you girls prepare to go out into the world, that the things that you've learned here in Theta Pi will help you to do the right thing.
We have a problem.
What is it?
Garrett cheated on me.
You cheat on one Theta, you cheat on every Theta.
That boy needs to be taught a lesson.
You all right?
Showtime.
What's going on, babe? Are you okay? Oh, my God.
Ew.
She's convulsing.
What did you do?
Go get the car now.
She's really dead.
She
really
died
on a smoke
pump.
Hey,
we're going to take care of this, okay?
What's happening?
I can't see.
You're dead,
dummy.
Body, can we wrap it in the blanket as is, or do we chop it in little pieces first?
All right, everybody spread out and find sharp rocks to dismember the body with.
How long are you going to keep this going?
What the hell did you do? She wasn't dead!
Oh, God! Oh, my God. Megan's dead, and we're all responsible.
I don't see a way out of it!
There is. We're gonna let this ruin our lives.
We're all thinking the same story, no one will ever know.
As happy as today is, one of our sisters is still missing. To Megan, we love and miss you.
Thank God.
The break. It's the only explanation.
Hello? I have one, guys. Megan came back from the dead. Now she wants to kill us.
Megan,
Magic System is in hooded graduation gowns right now.
Hi, this is Mrs. Wells.
Falling in a mine shaft.
I'll be back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
At the tone, when you finish recording, you may hang up. At the tone, please record. When you finish recording.
Don't think I'm afraid of you. I run a house with 50 crazy bitches.
I love that commercial because Carrie Fisher's awesome, and she's like, oh, that's awesome. No, the original Sorority Row is way better, though. It's way better.
Really?
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's totally awesome. It's one of my campy, culty favorites.
Do you have it? I want to watch it.
We can watch it. This could be happening.
Do you
this
have
could
it?
Be happening.
Is
yeah.
it in the movie closet?
It's. I don't know. I'll have to check the movie closet.
I
want to
see it.
I have all my movies spread over like two residences. Anyway, we're having a bit of problem calling in our horror society guy. Let's try to ring him again. He's probably like, oh my God, I can't believe that I did the show. They're talking about grave robbers and all sorts of crap. So you know what's going on.
And if he doesn't answer, we can watch public ridicule.
Or you can just smash him in your breasts. It'll be fine. Either way, public ridicule. They fall on the show like a weapon of mass. Hey-o! Hey-o!
We are so How I Met Your Mother now.
Well, sorry, I can't come to the phone right now.
Oh,
but, leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 or more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Mitch. This is Gore Girl at the Gore Girl Variety Hour. We're technically on air. We were guessing you were coming on, but hey, we can do the show on your voicemail. It's all good. It's all good. I don't know where you're at, buddy, if you're holding up Vietnamese prostitutes and massacring them, or I don't know if Summer Slaughter took you alive. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Hopefully you made it out of that. I don't know. Should we just keep doing the show on his voicemail?
Or I can threaten to smother him with my tits.
That could be. That could be. Yeah,
this
like,
is what we do to bad guests.
I was going to have a comment like he might enjoy that, but I don't know. He might have to be dead for him to enjoy that. I don't know.
Well, we don't know because he's not here.
We'd ask him if he picked up the phone.
Good times. Hey, that's cool. We don't, I don't know. Guests come, guests go. It's all good. Some guests just don't show. That should be our new rhyme. Guests come, guests go. Some guests just don't show.
Write that down.
Oh! No, I knew that we were, I knew that he was busy this weekend because this weekend was Summer Slaughter. Yesterday was Summer Slaughter. So I know that they're busy, they're crazy. I know it didn't get out till late. So God knows what he's in or what he's dealing with right now. He's probably dealing with a lot of bitchy filmmakers. But.
Or he's drunk in a corner somewhere.
That's where I would be.
Where I was going by is usually when you're at conventions, you're usually drunk in a corner somewhere.
Good time. Good time. Are we trying him again?
You want to?
Sure. Let's try him again. Bye, Mitch!
Pick up your phone, Mitch!
Keep dialing. Because we are the herpes of talk radio.
Yes,
according
to
Bonnie Joe from Ghost of Talk.
Well, sorry, come to the bar now. Go ahead and leave your name and number.
That's it. Damn him to hell. I'm gonna give him a scathing up the ass when I see him next time. Anyway, moving on. We don't care. We've got plenty to talk about. We've got plenty of stuff to talk about. And if Yed wants to keep trying to dial Mr. Man in, we can do that. But it's up to you when you want to do this. So anyway, oh, we're dialing him again. Yed's like, he's like, I'm going to keep dialing him. This is over.
He's like,
I will annoy him. Wait, see.
It probably would have helped if I had a sense of accommodation this weekend.
Maybe just a little bit.
Oh, well. And we're going to have to get somebody else to do that because I don't ever remember to do that. I don't ever remember to confirm with the guests. I'm like, yes, this weekend.
Well,
I remember.
Right now.
We'll call back in the time. So anyway, good time. Let's move on, shall we? Shall we move on to...
Please do.
To what? Okay.
Do our fans know we're doing the show by candlelight tonight?
No, no, they don't. But anyway, the thing that we can talk about includes the candlelight.
Ooh.
So that's good. That's good. We are doing the show by candlelight because it's freaking hot. And I don't know. I have a thing with lights being on.
I'm comfortable.
It's hot, and I have a thing with lights being on when it's hot. I don't know. Make fun of me. Me and my 40-watt bulb issues, I don't care.
The heat that is generated off that 40-watt bulb, my God. You could heat the Coliseum.
You know, maybe it's just your huge mane of hair that is causing all this heat. It can't escape through the head. It's just trapped in your body.
I'm like, it's so hot. I'm dying.
It's that blanket
dying.
You call your hair.
A blanket I call my hair. It is the mane of power. It's like, I feel like He-Man or She-Ra. And like, they have their little Grayskull swords. I'm like, I flip my hair up in the morning. I'm like, oh, I have the power. The power of Sassoon. Anyway.
Vidal Sassoon?
Vidal Sassoon, yeah. Good thing you picked that up. Is that like an old reference? Because I'm like, no one is picking that reference up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about this. Since he's not on, we're just going to talk about it because it's so badass. I can't even describe. So I was like, what's happening? I'm like, yeah, it's like busy. He's like off on the internet, chatting on porn side. He's like, well, since the guest's not on, I'm just going to go off and do my own thing. Anyway. Oh, my God. That was crazy. That got real quiet there for a second. Okay. Since we're doing the show by candlelight, should we bring it down a notch?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to bring it down a notch. We got something to talk about here, okay?
Okay.
Everybody out there is probably chomping at the bit for this, but there was, okay, remember when Michael Jackson died? Okay.
Yep.
Can we forget it?
Vaguely. We remember vaguely.
Vaguely. It just happened like 7 years ago. So anyway, Michael Jackson died. They did all those tributes to him, right? They did, there was interviews with the family, and there was interviews, you know, at Neverland Ranch, and there was, you know, CNN and you know, C-SPAN, and, you know, everybody was doing coverage of Michael Jackson. ABC, NBC, they were doing tributes to Michael Jackson. MTV, VH1, they were showing, you know, what was that, the Jackson story, An American Dream. There were so many things. You know, Joe Jackson was on talking about it. He was being interviewed. Jermaine was doing interviews. Just everybody everywhere. There was coverage everywhere. There was, you know, talk about autopsies and this and that and the doctor and drugs and whatever. And this actually happened kind of under everybody's nose. Not everybody. Because there were people that noticed it and posted it immediately. Anyway, one of the people that was doing a Michael Jackson thing was Larry King. So Larry King decided that he was going to do like a special Larry King Live, and they were going to go to Neverland Ranch, and they were doing they had like a two-part to this interview. Did we lose things? We lost things. There's a two-part to this interview where Larry King was sitting on the grounds with Jermaine Jackson, and he was interviewing him. And then inside Neverland Ranch, they had a reporter with Miko Brando, who was, you know, Brando's son, whatever. So they had him in there, and they had the two reporters. They were going around Neverland showing you, like, this is what Neverland Ranch looks like. And Miko would tell you, oh, this is where we had this, and he had a castle here and a piano here, and, you know, taking you through the house. Well, Larry King was doing this interview. Now, this whole interview ended up being like five parts. It's this huge interview that he did. It's this massive thing that Larry King did with Jermaine. So you're getting into it. It's all serious. It's all deep. This isn't like some videos where some schmuck put something together and posted it up there. This was during Larry King Live. So they're doing this interview, whatever. And Larry King goes, okay, you know, let's go to so-and-so inside Neverland Ranch. They take you through, this is the kitchen, this is that. And then they go, okay, we're going to go back to Jermaine Jackson. And when we come back, we're going to do the final walk through Neverland. So, okay, great. You know, this is awesome, you know. And it was somber, and everybody was like, wow, I can't believe this. So they do some more with Jermaine. Jermaine gets choked up. He and Larry have an exchange of words because Larry asked a question that Jermaine didn't think was appropriate to answer or whatever. So, you know, Larry's apologizing and saying, I'm sorry, you know, people got to know, your brother was in the spotlight, you got to know. So then they go, let's go to the reporter inside now for the final look at Neverland Ranch. This point, they are in the bedroom section. And how it's set up is they're standing in this room. There's a series of French doors. There's a you know, French door that opens into this long hallway. At the end of the hallway is the master bedroom, okay? Now, this hallway has windows on one side, on the left side. The right side is a wall. It goes down maybe 12 feet, and it's intersected by another hallway that goes across. But so you can see the intersection. You can see there's another hallway, obviously, that goes across, and then it goes straight back through to the bedroom. So you could see this. You could see this very vividly. So they're talking, they're discussing, and it's immediately after they come back, and he goes, okay, we're doing our second look. So the camera guy, not knowing, he's just trying to get as much as he can while they're inside. That's what camera guys are taught, get as much as you can with the time that you have at the place that you got. So he's there, and he's trying to get everything. So he zooms in on the French door. You see the hallway a little bit at first shot. He zooms in on the French door, and there's a series of locks on the French door. And, you know, Miko was saying, you know, he liked his privacy. You know, he would lock his doors. He said the majority of the time they were open to his bedroom. He said, but he would lock it because he just wanted to escape everybody, you know, and he was afraid, and he had a panic room. He was afraid somebody was always – he was always very paranoid. As a kid, he was paranoid. He was always scared of things. So he was this way very much in real life as an adult. He had panic rooms built into closets. He was scared that something was going to happen to him or somebody was going to kidnap him or something. Same fears that he had as a child. So, and, you know, Miko said the majority of the time they were unlocked, but he would always, you know, have his friends close by, his bodyguards close by, because he was fearful. So anyway, they show this lock, and all of a sudden, they're not even supposed to be looking down the hallway. The camera guy is coming up off the shot, just does a quick, about 4 seconds of you looking down the hallway just to show you how long this hallway is in the master bedroom at the end. And he is supposed to be turning to look at the bathroom, right? So, and the reporter's just talking and Miko's talking. They're talking about the bathroom and this and that. So the reporter or the camera guy goes and doesn't even realize it. Doesn't even, you know, just does it, doesn't even realize it. Does the 3 seconds. And I think the majority of people watching didn't even see it, but there were people that saw it and went crazy. The internet was on fire. There, it happens at, and if you look at it on YouTube or wherever it's posted, CNN, wherever, it's part 4 of the Larry King Jermaine Jackson interview, and it happens at 8 minutes and 22 seconds into the video. The camera guy's looking down the hallway, and all of a sudden, you see a shadow figure go across the hallway in front of the doors to the thing. And the camera guy turns around and goes, and the rest of the interview goes on like nothing. The internet went insane. People were like, is it Michael Jackson's ghost? Who is this? What is it? I got this video, right, and I looked at it. I examined it for hours. I mean, I was rewatching it and watching different parts and, you know, trying to check the validity of this video. On and on and on. I was looking at this. And I could say for sure that it doesn't look to be tampered with. And it definitely looks, from all accounts of my studies of shadow people and having had experiences with shadow people and having seen shadow people, it definitely is a shadow person. Is it Michael Jackson? I can't say that. I cannot say that. Everyone's saying it looks like his hair. It looks like his hair. But when he walks by, I can't say that it's Michael Jackson. Because before it was Neverland Ranch, it was the Sycamore family, their personal ranch. So that's why there's sycamore trees everywhere in Neverland. And so who knows how long that family was there, what family was there before that, what happened to the land before that ranch was built. Who knows the history of what happened there? So who knows? Michael Jackson, this could have been a regular occurrence, these shadow people, and Michael Jackson could have lived with them. You know, you don't know. So, and we lost a host. Okay. A host left. So anyway, so you just don't know what happened. Well, it was, I can say for sure it's a shadow person, but I cannot say if it was Michael Jackson. It could have been a person, a previous tenant, or it could have been a passerby or whatever. But the thing that cracks me up about this is that everybody is saying, well, and of course they're trying to be like, well, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't this. Maybe it's something else. You know, maybe it was somebody that walked by the window. It's their shadow. Who the hell? I don't know. I'm not a professional shadow studier, but I've had experience, like, since I was born. People have experience with shadows and your own shadow. I don't know anybody's shadow to stand straight up and walk across a room. Your shadow will either fall on something. It will fall on a floor. It will fall on a wall. It'll follow a wall straight up. But it's on a wall. This is in the middle of a room no walls, no windows, at this exact spot, and it's straight across, like a person walking. And you can tell it's not a person, it's a shadow. So you're like, interesting. So I don't know. People are freaking out. They're freaking out. And I'm telling you, when you see it, you do get a chill when you see it. It's like finding your first EVP. You get a total chill. Is it Michael Jackson? I don't know. I don't know. Go on, watch it, hit YouTube, whatever. I should post the video later for you guys to look at it. But it's insane. It's crazy. And I don't know. What are we doing on cool. Okay, I just want to make sure on that. But I don't know. It's crazy. It's insane. I don't know what's happening with that. You want to try dialing Mr. Man one more time?
Already?
We'll try to see what happens with this. But I don't know. I don't know. Have you seen this video?
This is the first I heard of this.
Oh, my God. Is this insane? So everybody needs to go check it out. And you tell me, you post, tell me if you think it's Michael Jackson or not. I don't think it is. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't say. I think it's a shadow person, but I can't say that it's him. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening with that. But good times. Let's see. My God.
Why don't people?
All right. Well, I'm sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Go ahead and leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you.
Why do people not answer their phones?
Oh, hang on. Screw it. He's probably like, I don't get it. What is this? This is some insane bitch. Keep calling me. Good times. Oh, Mitch, we love you. We don't know where you are, but we love you. Anyway, you know what? You know what? Now that I don't know, this whole Michael Jackson thing, it's very, I don't know, could it be MJ walking through Neverland, since that was the place he felt most comfortable? He always said that was the place that felt most like home to him. Could it be him roaming the halls? Could it be him that showed himself on video in front of millions around the world? Could it be? Who knows? Could it be an insane barber that happened to die there years and years ago before Neverland was built? I don't know. Can't say. But it definitely is a shadow-like person. So I don't know. That's cool. That is totally badass. I don't know about that. But you're going to have to check it out.
I'm going to. It seems like it's home now.
You're going to have
possibly
to check it
right
out.
Possibly right after rough year, I'm going
yes.
to look at it.
You're like, I need to see this now. Oh, my God. So you know what? What do you want to – I guess we could just go into the next thing. Let's do another commercial. And then let's come back, because I don't want to break up the vibe here. And I want everybody to hear this commercial, because this is definitely a cool movie, and I got something to talk to you about after this movie thing is played. So let's go ahead and play this, and then we'll come back and have our own little summer slaughter section. What do you think about that?
That sounds like a plan.
Since we lost the host.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Year on Blood Night. He comes back to play a few more hits.
Blood Night!
Well, freaking, am I on?
Yes.
Is the mic hot? Where the hell did you go, Cleavage? Just got up and left, for God's sake. We're like, okay, you missed the total Michael Jackson thing we're talking about.
Maybe she had to go pee herself because she was so afraid of the story.
It scared me. I had to go hide.
You saw it. You saw the tape.
I know. It scared me, and I had to go hide. And at first I was looking and thinking, oh, it's a shadow of someone walking by outside. And it's not, because the shadow is on a steep angle. This is someone completely vertical walking, just like a person. There's no doubt about it. It's not doctored. It's not superimposed. It's not nothing. I mean, this is.
Oh my God! I spent hours looking at this trying to find a
flaw. Yeah, I watched it. I watched it probably 10 times with you, and we totally were like, "Oh wait, it's a shadow," because that was my thought, is, "Oh, it's nothing," and you dispelled that because we're talking about angles and stuff. If it was a shadow, and there's absolutely no way.
Awesome. Right on freaking Larry King Live. Is that not badass or what?
I mean, totally.
That's no better in your face. Is it? And if it is MJ, wouldn't that be one, like, final ultimate performance?
That's why I think it was him from
the grave kind of thing?
I think it was him. I don't think it was the Sycamore people.
With a bang.
Yep. He's the star, and if they're talking about him, he's going to be there. I mean, I totally think it was MJ.
Wow, that's awesome. Some people say it's his hair. That it looks like it's hair, his hair in the back.
You know,
I don't know.
No, 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 no. You'll definitely tell when it's him if he wears one white glove with a shadow.
Like,
that's the only way you'll know.
Why is his hand glowing? Is that a glove? And there's little sparkles on it? It's sequined! What the hell? No, what would even be better is if the shadow person moonwalked.
or just started doing a Thriller dance.
Oh my God, bro, that'd be awesome. Is if Michael Jackson's shadow person was standing there and there was like 50 other shadow people behind him and they were all doing the Thriller dance? Oh my God, that'd be ultimate ghost party.
Yeah, okay, you know what? I can totally see this scene. This is going to end up in like Scary Movie 26 with the Wayans brothers do this. They're gonna have fun with this.
Do it first.
I think we should.
Oh my God.
Screw the Wayans brothers. I'm telling you, this is prime pickings.
We should do this.
I think we should.
Oh my God, totally. If any of you jackasses steal our idea, we are coming and hunting you down.
We will come smother you with my cleavage.
I don't need to say anything
like that. And it's taken care of. Oh my God, I have to tell you about something cool. Okay, I put something on the website I've been wanting to put up there a while. Okay. There are so many freaking good, like, horror movies, or at least interesting by the trailers. I mean, you can't trust anything by trailers, but at least semi-interesting by the trailers. There's so many good horror movies that people will never see because they're either independent or they're either foreign or they're either, like, kind of so obscure you have to really be in the horror mix to take a look at them. Some of them are mainstream, which are cool, but, you know, you don't usually hear about them until the box office wants you to. So I put up a page called Cornea Candy.
Woo!
It's totally a visceral playground for your eyeballs because you get to – I put up trailer after trailer of movies that interested me that I was like, oh, this looks badass, you know, or this looks cool or this looks crazy. So I put it up there. So you definitely have to check it out, thatggshow.com. Go check out Cornea Candy. Awesome movies.
Where can we check this out at again?
www.thatggshow.com, along with – corpses and grave robbers and one sequin glove shadow people.
Oh my.
Oh my.
So that's you with my favorite thing.
Say, what was that one thing you said the other night? Say it. Say it.
I don't remember.
Oh God damn, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you.
I don't remember.
What was it? It was like whips and perverted things.
Oh, I think it was, whips and chains and a spanking that stings. These are a few of my favorite things. Something along those lines.
Now you got to sing it.
Yeah, sing it. Sing it to us now.
Whips and chains and a spanking that stings. These are a few of my favorite things.
I feel like getting up and wearing tights and twiddling around the yard.
Twiddling? Did you say twiddling?
Who needs a twiddling?
Everybody needs a twiddling.
Everybody twiddle.
Do it now.
Do it faster. Twiddle harder. Is that like an oxymoron? Twiddle harder. Twiddle is like kind of a pansy term. Twiddle harder. That's like what was it? Short ribs or what was the thing that you said the other day? Oh my God, what are you like? You have like a black hole in your brain.
You don't remember either. Need I point out?
I have more important things going on, like, you know, sequin glove shadow people and
and moonwalking corpses and
We just totally, Michael Jackson's probably listening to our show right now going, wow. Wow, this is what I'm reduced to. The Gorgo Variety Hour. Wow.
The King of Pop, and this is my legacy.
This is my legacy left behind on that GG show. Good times. Oh, my God. No. It's insane. It's insane, right? There's some really kick-ass movies coming out. And I'm, like, excited. I'm, like, chomping at the bit, like, you know, like, awesome, awesome. First of all, everyone's probably seen the commercials already for District 9,
mm-hmm.
Peter Jackson. Holy crap, I don't even care. It looks like some parts might drag on and be slow, but who cares? The whole, I like, my whole thing about it is the marketing. Oh, my God. There is a phone number. I have it up on the site. Call it. They actually have a phone number that you can call, and it's a whole simulated thing. Call in a report of non-human activity. Oh, my God. It's this whole thing. Trust me, call it. You will laugh your ass off. So I'm excited. I'm, like, totally digging that, right? Well, then, like, the commercials are awesome for it because they have these, like, whole, you know, please report anti-human activity and blah, 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 you know, District 9 and blah, blah, blah. So it's this whole thing. I mean, just crazy, crazy stuff they have going on. So I'm digging the marketing on that. I'm excited to see District 9. You know the whole concept, right?
All I know is I need to put a bucket under your chair, apparently.
Ew. No, District 9, pretty much I'll kind of squeeze it in a little tiny box by saying...
Encapsulate it.
I'll encapsulate it. Here's the short version. And go. It's aliens have been here for like 28 years, and we won't let them leave, and we're like grilling them and trying to figure out, you know, what's going on and this and that. Well, then all of a sudden the people of the world are like, you know... It's kind of like segregation. It's like a big, almost like a big racial tension type thing. We want them segregated and, you know, aliens to the back of the bus and, you know, stuff like that. And you know, there's signs everywhere, you know, no aliens allowed. And, you know, just this whole thing. And we're grilling them and they're just like, we want to go home. We just want to go home. And just this whole big thing. And then something funky is going on in District 9. So, like, our boys kind of like almost like an EPA type thing. They go in there and they're like, you know, confiscating. They like put the aliens in these like little sectors, like almost like little gypsy communes, you know, and they put them in these little shacks and leave them there, you know. And so they go in and they find a bunch of funky stuff and insanity happens and action and blowing things up and jumping aliens and stuff.
Yeah, this movie's been done already. It's called Men in Black 1 and 2.
Men in Black, though.
Yeah, they pent up aliens. They took their little alien toys away from them. They were segregating
them. That was
like
comedy. And they had Will Smith in it, for God's sake.
Get off the Will Smith thing. I love Will Smith. Don't even start on Tommy Lee Jones, either. Both of them. Don't even go there. I will smother you with my cleavage.
Oh, my God. First of all I'm going to say about your Will Smith thing is he's had a few movies I liked, but overall, I just don't get the hype.
He's hot. Who cares about his movies?
Oh, for God's sakes. Is this a Brad Pitt thing? The only reason people like him is because he's hot.
Ew, Brad Pitt?
Anyway. Yeah. No, seriously. My Will Smith thing. I do like him. I'm not going to say I don't. I do like him. I like some of his movies he's done. But I don't like every movie he's done. And I don't know all these people that are on the Will Smith bandwagon that every movie does is gold. I've seen some of his movies that I was like, I don't like this at all, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. First of all, 7 pounds? What the hell?
Oh,
that
is a good movie.
That has only been done 8,432 times.
When has that been done?
That is like almost every concept that has come out to date.
Oh, my
God. They changed it a little bit. Names and places have been changed to protect the actually awesome. Oh, my God. Seriously. It was bad. It was just bad. I liked it as far as I liked certain performances. I liked the old lady in the nursing home scenario. I liked certain touching things. But the concept is pretty much old news. And it's kind of like, gee, I've never seen this before. Oh, wait. Yes, I have. And then what else? What else? Let me pick another one. Let me pick another one here. What's the other? Come on, yeah.
Critical of Hancock, too. Weren't you all...
I thought Hancock was just okay. I didn't think it was this. People are starting to call this mega blockbuster. I was like, what sphere of anything is it a mega blockbuster? It was okay, and okay is stretching it.
Yeah,
that was it.
It was just an okay movie.
Yeah. What else? I mean,
Independence Day.
That was pretty good. I liked Independence
Day. Then he did the Wild Wild West.
I didn't like that. The original kicks its ass.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And then, of course, you got the Men in Blacks.
which Anne is obsessed over. Business manager Anne is absolutely obsessed over it. And anybody, no, seriously, our business manager Anne, some of you have probably dealt with her in the past at conventions, or she books stuff for us and everything. She is obsessed with Men in Black. I don't know. I don't know what her deal is. I don't know. You two need to hook up.
Maybe I should talk to her if she's into Will Smith.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't know you were a big Will Smith fan either. What the hell?
You learn something new every day.
I know. What the hell? Now we have two. This is not right.
So are you on the same bandwagon with him like you are with Val Kilmer, the whole hating on Val Kilmer thing?
No,
I watched Tombstone last night. Oh, I love
Tombstone's
Val Kilmer.
Tombstone's awesome.
I have that movie, and I will say that's awesome, too.
Yeah,
Tombstone
that movie,
is
no
awesome.
Less than 60
I'm a huge Wyatt Earp fan.
Oh, God.
But, no, I like Will Smith as a person. I like him in a lot of stuff he did. I mean, I do. I respect the man for a lot of different reasons. But I do not think everything he touches is gold. I just don't. There's a lot of crap that he's made that I'm like, dude, it's crap. And just because he's in it doesn't save it. It's crap, you know? And I will admit, I'm a Bad Boys fan. I love the Bad Boys movies. I'm a huge Bad Boys fan.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm a huge Bad Boys fan. I love those, man. It's awesome. It's all good from there.
I think he did I Am Legend, too.
Yeah. I have a lot of...
The Pursuit of Happiness.
That's the one
I
was thinking of. That was the other one I was
thinking of. No, I was trying to think of all the crap that he's done. Like, because I like Independence Day.
I'm
advocating
for the non-crap Will Smith movies.
Yeah, whatever. Take it up with Business Manager Anne. Anyway, go. You guys form your own damn show. Then I will form the We Do Not Think Will Smith Is Gold, and you guys can have the We Would, like, Drink Will Smith's Bath Water.
I like his older music.
Yes, yes.
Like, I have his album, I'm the DJ, he's the record.
Oh, yeah, him and Jazzy Jeff and all those guys.
I got
yes.
it mixed up, but yes. That album was awesome.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's childish, but it's good
it's
childish.
Back in the day when rap was fun, you know? It's good times. So, getting off the whole Will Smith thing, I don't even know how we got on that. So, District 9, right? And then, what else? Oh, my freaking God.
Oh.
Stan Helsing. It's like a comedy. Do you know the dude that plays Dan on Reba?
Yeah.
Okay, he's the...
Oh, my
Stan
God!
Helsing. I like him, so
I can
cool.
so see that, yeah.
He's Stan Helsing, right? This is a total freaking, like pornographic scary movie type thing. Because there's just, like, I mean, so many jokes. I'm like, oh, my God, the Wayans brothers would never have gotten away with that. Like, I don't even know. I don't think it's by them, but oh, my God. What's his name? Oh, Keenan? Is that his name? The black guy that used to be Keenan and Kel with his one little skinny guy? He's now on Saturday Night Live. Is it Keenan or is it Kel? Which one is it?
I don't know.
I think that's Keenan.
I think it's Keenan, yeah. So he's in it. There's just a bunch of really cool people in it. Freaking Leslie Nielsen's in it.
Freaking Leslie Nielsen?
Freaking Leslie Nielsen is in it. That's
is he
awesome.
Still alive? I thought he died.
Yeah, he's in drag in this movie.
Shut
it's
up.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Just because of that. Oh, my God.
I would so see it to see Leslie Nielsen in drag.
So,
he's going to be hysterical.
The whole point is these. Oh, no. It gets better. So Stan Helsing comes, and this town is, like, under attack by six main movie killers. And these killers really come out, and they're really attacking people. It's like, oh, God, I wish I wrote it down. Instead of, like, Jason, it's Mason. Instead of Freddy, it's, like, Teddy or something. Yeah, I think it's Eddie. She said Chucky. It's something else. Oh, God, who is it? Leatherface, it's Pleatherface. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't remember. Pinhead. It's something like, I don't know, Nail Face or something. I don't know. Something like that. It's like it's six movie killers. And they come out, and they're like, you know, oh, we're big and big. Oh, instead of Michael Myers, what is it? Oh, damn. I can't remember. It's on. Go to the website, and the trailer's on there. It's hysterical.
Now, when is this coming out? God, that sounds like a riot.
Oh, my God. So these six killers come out. They're from the movies, right? And they're, like, rapping at one point. They're doing a rap, like, we're going to kill you, and yeah. And then, like, so they go through. It's just a comedy. The whole thing is a comedy. It's hysterical. hysterical. I cannot wait. I don't know if it's out yet or what's going on, but I can't wait to see that. Go see the trailer. Go to the Cordia Candy page on the website. Oh, all these trailers for these really cool movies, I put them up there. Go check them out. That's like a cool way to, instead of searching through all these crappy trailers, to find some really decent movies out there.
I'm gonna go.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's this cool movie, Cyrus, coming out. I have a lot of hopes for it. It's got Danielle Harris in it, Brian Cross from Charmed. Who else is in it? Lance Henriksen's in it. Anyway, it looks really cool. Brian Cross plays Cyrus, who's this kind of like disturbed homicidal killer. It's like almost like documentary style. Danielle Harris is this reporter, and she's looking for all these missing people. There's like hundreds of missing people in this one area. So she goes looking for them, and Lance Henriksen ends up knowing about Cyrus and what he does and how he murders and tortures people. She ends up telling her, he's like, yeah, I'm his friend and he does this and blah, blah, blah. Whips out a box full of IDs of all the people he's killed and blah, blah, blah. And she ends up getting caught up in the story of Cyrus. And it's just, it looks really good. I'm hoping it doesn't get bogged down because the trailer is like freaking 5 minutes long. There's not like a quick trailer. It's like a 5 minute trailer, but it looks good. So I'm holding out hope for it, but it looks pretty cool, like dark, gritty kind of thing. And Brian Cross looks pretty badass in it. So
now, are these just like direct to video, or are they actually like releasing these in mainstream?
Some are going to be in theaters. Some are trying to get distribution. Some are going to be straight to DVD. Some are already out on DVD. But seriously, check out. Like, even you guys should check out, because I didn't tell you guys about it. I just put it up there. But check it out and look at some of these movies, because these are cool. Then there's one that's on DVD now, and I highly suggest everybody buys it. It's called One-Eyed Monster. What happens, this one's cool, guys. This one's cool. What happens, Ron Jeremy is shooting a porn in the mountains or whatever. And so the whole crew goes up there, they're shooting this porn, whatever, you know, the Thompson were like, yay, Ron Jeremy's here and he's shooting a porn. And, you know, they're like, how big is your dick? And he's like, 9 3/4. And they're like, woo, I won the bet. So, like, it's this whole big thing. They go up there. He ends up going outside after a scene, and it's, like, night and stuff. Goes outside, and something from outer space comes down and, like, kills him but inhabits his penis. And so his penis severs from the body and becomes this, like, killing machine and starts killing everybody. So, like, it's running around. So basically Ron Jeremy's penis is running around killing everybody. So the killer in the movie is Ron Jeremy's penis.
Did Sam Raimi do this? It sounds very Evil Dead-ish.
Oh, no, but it's awesome. It is awesome.
Evil Dead-ish.
Buy it on DVD, everybody. My God. Who cares how crappy and crazy it is? It's Ron Jeremy's penis on a rampage. You have to buy it.
Where else can you go and see all that?
Oh, my God, you have to buy it. Then there's, like, one part where, like this girl comes running in, and there's these, like, two guys and a girl sitting there, like, playing cards or something. This girl comes running in, and she goes, oh, my God, Cindy's got a penis in her mouth. And they're all like, yeah, which point? We're shooting a porn. And she goes, no, it's not attached to a person. And they're like, oh, my God. And then the one guy, he's like, they're all trying to barricade the place so the penis can't get into the house. They're trying to barricade the cabin. And he's telling the one dude, like, what's going on? He's like, you don't understand. It's Ron Jeremy's penis. It's killing people. It's hungry. And, like, it's just, like, going through people. It's, like, flies through this chick's head. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, good times.
Oh.
Some good stuff. No, there's some really cool stuff. There's a movie coming out with Renee Zellweger called Case 39. It's going to be mainstream. She ends up getting this little girl, these parents, she's like a social worker, and she has 38 cases, and something's going to happen. The guy goes, no, I'm giving you one more case, gives her case 39. It's about this little girl. Her parents are very abusive towards her or whatnot. She goes in and you know, ends up, you know, yeah, we got to get this little girl out of here. It's a bad environment. Ends up that the night she goes in with the cop, the parents are trying to kill the little girl. And so they stop them, you know, put the parents away or whatever. And she takes the little girl and says, well, you can stay with me until we find you, go get you through the system, whatever. So stays with her, and all this crazy stuff happens, spiritual ghosts, like, you know, kind of like Drag Me to Hell type stuff, just insane creatures coming and just wreaking havoc. So then they eventually, they're like, you know, she interviews the dad, like, well, what's going on? Something's happening, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, that's why we tried to kill her, and da, da, da. And so you don't know if the little girl's evil. You don't know if something's following her. You don't know what's going on. So it's really cool. It's like a paranormal movie. It's really awesome.
Did you say my favorite movie? Horror.
I was like, what the hell is she talking about? That's right. I forgot. Drag me to hell. Whore. You're a whore. No, I can't wait. Then there's this other one with, Cameron Diaz. She's, it's called The Box. Sounds kinky, doesn't it? After we just talked about One-Eyed Monster. One-Eyed Monster and The Box compete at the box office. Who will dominate? News at 11.
Will there be leather involved?
Will Pleatherface and Eddie show up? Will Pleatherface, Eddie, and Stan Helsing show up? Oh, my God, it's travesty. No, so The Box,
did you
right?
Say it's an orgy?
It's orvesty. It's an orvesty. That's a mixture of a travesty and an orgy. It's an orgesty. I like to have my orgesties with a little bit of travesty.
What constitutes an orgesty?
I guess a lot of travesty.
While you're naked.
Boxes and one-eyed monsters everywhere.
Is that when the guy doesn't come or the girl doesn't come? Is that what you're referring to?
Perhaps that's when the dismantled penis of Ron Jeremy flies through people's heads and, like, kills them instantly. I guess that would be a orgestry.
Oh, good. I understand now. I understand now.
Good times. Good times. No, so that, what was it? So The Box, right? Not porn, even though this probably will go this way. But this box ends up getting put on her doorstep. It's her and James Marsden. They're married, and they got something wrong with their kid or whatever, the kid dying. So The Box comes. Freaking Frank Langella, man. We love him. We love him.
We do.
Frost Nixon. We love him. Skeletor from Masters of the Universe. We love him.
Yes.
So anyway, he's he comes, and he goes to talk to Cameron Diaz, and, like, there's something up with his face. I'm excited to see what's up with his face. I don't know if half his face is missing or somebody gnawed on it. There's, like, something crazy with his face. So he comes up, and he talks to her, and he says, you have two options with The Box. You can press the button before tomorrow night at midnight. If you press the button, all your problems will be solved, but somebody somewhere in the world will die. And then he goes, if you don't press the box, or don't press the button before the time, you and your family will suffer the most horrific fates and blah, 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 something like that. So it goes through this whole, it's like a conspiracy and all stuff's happening. There's like a cult involved. It's all this crazy stuff happening. Like, will she push the box? Will she not push the box? Whose button will get pushed in the box? Like, there's just all this porn type stuff happening with the box. I don't know. Will James Marsden push Cameron Diaz's box? I don't know what's happening anymore. So it's a very boxy movie. Go see The Box. So I don't know. Crazy. There's a lot of zombie movies coming out. I'm excited. Zombie a go go. There's one called Dead Snow, which has gotten so much critical acclaim. It's been at, like, all these fests around the world, and it is awesome. Awesome. I highly recommend it. Basically, Nazi zombies. That is all you need to know. This group from, like, Germany or whatever, they go snowboarding, and they're having, like, a little ski event. They're in the snow and stuff. They're like, wee, vacation, and we're perky and young and vacation. And because, you know, we all say that. We go on vacation. Perky and young and vacation. So they go out there, right, and they end up chanting some stupid thing or finding some relic, ends up bringing dead zombies to life that happen to be Nazis. So anyway, these Nazi zombies are in the snow, and they're, like, putting up tactical commands and, like, coming after them and trying to kill them. And one of the sergeants comes out, and he's all like, rah, and he's like a scary-looking zombie, and you're like, oh, crap, you know? Just, like, crazy zombie action, but it's comedy, too. So it's like you have, like, it's like a dark comedy. It really is. It's like total black humor. And it's like you have these crazy zombies killing people, and then you have, like, all this funny stuff happening in between there. Oh, good times. It's good times. So, like, and I think it's subtitled for part of it, but I think other parts are English. Don't ask. I don't know. But it's a hit everywhere. Everyone is going crazy over Dead Snow. So they're like, when's Dead Snow come out? When do I get to see Dead Snow? I'm like, when the hell do I get to see Dead Snow? I was like, God damn. All I have is a damn trailer. I got The Box. I got One-Eyed Monster. Now Dead Snow. I don't know.
I want to see Dead Snow.
You know what I want? I want to see the One-Eyed Monster in the box for the 39th time in Dead Snow. Up on top of Stan Helsing's hill. That's what I want to see. Somebody make this happen for me. Make this happen now.
I'm on it.
Yeah. So I don't know. What else? There's crazy ones. There's, like, Ghost Month where, like, this one cracks me up. Oh, God damn. I almost set the house on fire.
Bah.
I'm like knocking over candles. Oh my God! I have a flame! Somebody called the gas company and turned down that flame.
Oh.
Oh.
We don't need no water. Let the mother have a burn.
So I'm like, good times with this, right? And I'm like, look at this candle, like it's gonna eat me or something. No.
It is going to eat you.
The one-eyed monster. We're like, tonight's show is just like insane. Like, we don't even know what we're talking about. We're just like, grave robbers and one-eyed monsters. I don't know. Good times. So this movie, right? It's I was looking at it and I'm kind of like, okay, this is kind of cool, but it's also hysterical. It's called Ghost Month, okay? And what ends up happening is this chick is working for this like Oriental woman. She's a cleaner house or something. And it's called, you know, something's happening. And you know, the lady goes, I don't know, something's going on. And the lady goes, oh, there's three things you can't do or you'll summon the spirits of the other world. And the girl happens to do every single one of them. And they're the funniest things, too. Like, you know, you just don't hear this. It's like, do not whistle when you are outside or you will invite them in. And, like, so the girl's outside putting trash away and she's whistling. I'm like, okay. And then the other one is, do not turn around if somebody calls your name. And so somebody goes, Susie, and she turns around and there's nobody there. And they're like, because you have just given them an invitation to come into your soul or something like that. And then the third one is like, I don't even know. The third one's like something even more ridiculous. Like, do not cross the third line of the fourth plank in the floor in the hallway, crooked in the southeast direction, or you'll invite them to kill you. And like the girl does it. And I'm like, first of all, it's like, it's kind of funny because I don't usually go about whistling. And it's kind of like a crazy one. Like, don't ever turn around when somebody calls your name, ever, because it could be bad. You're like, okay, so, okay. And then the third one's even more insane. And you're like, and this girl just does it. And you're like, so I'm guessing things are going to happen now because she did this, these three insane things that this woman told her not to do. So then all of a sudden all these ghosts are everywhere and she's like crying through half the trailer going, I whistled and I turned around and I stepped on the fourth plank in the floor and it was just, and there's things chasing me and it hurts. And I don't know. And the doors, and they just, I can't sleep. And one of them said he's Ron Jeremy. I don't know.
He showed up with a box.
And he told me, Masters of the Universe told me I had to push the box. It's like the most insane trailer. And I'm laughing. It looks interesting. They won an award for like their special effects. So I do want to see it, but at the same time, I'm like cracking up. Like, this is one of those movies you show everybody with beer and pizza and laugh at hysterically. So I will be purchasing this, and we will all be laughing our asses off at this movie. I don't know.
Can we do it around the pool with a fire?
With a sauna. Perhaps we'll do it in the sauna. Guys, we are totally contemplating our next move of our studio because we're going to have one more move, guys. One more move. Our next move is going to be to a sauna. We're just going to say it, to a sauna, guys. Be excited. Be very excited. Yet is excited. I think he's more excited than we are about moving to the sauna. Yet's like, sauna? Anybody?
Everybody, sauna!
Oh, my God. Speaking of one-eyed monsters, I got to mention this real fast.
What, is Ed a one-eyed monster? Is this what you're indicating?
Hey-o!
You're not supposed to tell people these things about me.
What happens after the show stays after the show. Or what happens in the sauna stays in the sauna. No, speaking of one-eyed monsters, William Maltese, our guest like 2 weeks ago, very cool. I absolutely love this guy. I love William to death now. He was an author we had on. He's like uber famous. He's legendary in the field. I absolutely love him. Came on. He ended up sending me the book we were talking about. So I get the book, right? He sent it like immediately after the show. So I got it like 2 days later. I'm like, oh, this is cool. So I end up reading it. And all I can say is I ended up reading Sucks, the Vampire Dracal series that I was excited to read. I ended up reading it. All I can say is everybody needs to read this book. This was so cool. I loved it. It was a good book. It was just vampires and sex And it was actually, the storyline was actually pretty cool. They went through each year, like not each year, but like a different chapter of this vampire's life through the ages. So at one point he's in, you know, ancient Egypt. And then another point he's at Carthage when the Romans are invading and they're burning the, yeah, I mean, just random places, you know, leading all the way up to present day. And there's a whole story, and there's a bad vampire that used to be, you know, with him that he's fighting against. And, you know, just this whole thing, there's like, there's good vampires, there's bad vampires. You know, there was a meeting of the vampires in 1908, and they ended up having a bombing, and they bombed the bad vampires into a cave. And I mean, it was this whole, it's this awesome, awesome story. I'm being so simplistic with the story, but the story is very driven. It's very, it's really cool, like how we set it up through the ages and this whole Dracow family. Only one thing, do not buy this book if you do not like penis. I'm telling you right now, I love this book. I thought it was amazing, and I'm going to promote this son of a bitch everywhere. I think it's an awesome book. But if you don't like reading about penises, hard penises, soft penises, penis and ass, cummed penises, come on penis ass, if you don't like that, you're not going to like the book, because that's sex everywhere. The whole book is pretty much like it's a cock fest. It's a whole book of the cock fest. It's awesome, though. It's a good book, though. Besides all that, it's really good, but I even enjoyed that because it was very interesting how he wrote it. Like, you know how some erotica authors, you're kind of like, you either write it good or you write it crappy. Like, how do you write sex? You either write it really well or really bad.
Right.
There's no in-between. It's good or it's bad. So you're reading it, and you're like, well, I wonder how he's going to write this. Every chapter, there's some sexual escapades going on. Each sexual escapade was so different. It was awesome. It kept it interesting. You're like, wow, you really got into it. You know, you were like, I feel like I'm sitting here watching it. This is awesome. So you're into it, but lots of penis. Lots of penis. So if you don't like penis, don't read the book. Or you're going to have to fast forward through the majority of it. But whatever. Whatever.
So how does one acquire this penis book?
You know what? I think you can head over to William Maltese's site. I think it's www.williammaltese.com. Go on our site because we have a link to him. If you go to our past guest page, which is our Coffin Chums page, there's a lot of chum in this book, by the way, but in our Coffin Chum in our Coffin Chum page, we have William Maltese up there, and there's a link right to his site. Go buy this book. I'm excited. I can't wait for the second one. I want to know what happens with Vlad Dracow and his empire. I want to know what happens. I'm like, oh, my God. Yes, and I want to know what happens to his lover. I want to know everything. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Vlad apparently has the biggest penis and the tightest vampire ass in the entire community. I was excited. I was like, this is awesome. This is amazing. This is awesome. They need to make it a movie. I would watch it. I would. I would own it. I'd be in it. William Maltese was like, oh, God, the bitch. She's like, she wants to be in a movie of Vlad Dracow screwing somebody else. No, it's awesome. So that's all I'm going to say is he was on like 2 weeks ago. We didn't do last week's show. Because of the, as I posted on the website, the Vietnamese hooker massacre that happened here at the compound. We're not going to talk about it for legal reasons.
It took longer than expected.
There was some stuff that happened.
Me so horny.
And there goes our Vietnam fan base. So, Cleveland, you're just knocking them out left and right with your left and right. I don't know what's happening. Did somebody just snort? Did I just snort?
You might have.
Somebody just snorted. That is awesome. I don't even know what the hell tonight's show's been about. Since our guest didn't come on, we're just rambling about sex and one-eyed monsters and all sorts of crap. What am I even talking about now? I'm going to set the place on fire? I don't even care anymore. I don't care if you people listen to my show. Listen to Cleavage tap her tits together. Listen to Yed wank out his one-eyed monster. I don't even care anymore.
Yanky, yo, wanky.
Stuff's happening. I don't know. I don't know.
I think the show took a wrong turn.
The whole show tonight has been wrong. Everyone's like, we can't let our children listen to this show ever. You know what's the sad thing is people listen and they like it. So apparently we're doing something retardedly right. I don't know. Anyway, next we got, well, all I can say is you guys are in for a treat because we keep getting more and more ideas to how to change the format of the show, because we're in the process right now of changing the show format, which we've been talking about. We've done it. We've added our new host, Cleavage. We've, you know, we're starting to branch out. We're getting other things going on. We're starting to tighten our segments up. So we are definitely going to have a whole different show on our hands. But we also have the process of moving studios, hopefully for the final time. So we are moving to a new studio. So we're in disarray right now. Equipment everywhere. Yet is cheering the moving of the studio. We are.
I don't have to drive as far.
we just disarray everywhere. We're not even, our heads aren't even screwed on right. We're all busy, you know, trying to get everything in gear for the move. So the show format is not finalized, but it will be. But definitely stay tuned, guys. Next week, we got an awesome show. We got Jared Brown on. He's a horror artist. And we've got more insanity for you. Absolute craziness. I promise you that. So, I don't know. If you listen, fine. If you don't, kiss my ass.
Is he going to show up is the question.
I'm going to actually call him and tell him, oh, yeah, we got a show and stuff. So cool. No, we're going to start doing some cool stuff next week, guys. We're kind of just like having a whatever night tonight because we're all like jazzed about the new move and just don't really give a shit what anybody says or does or whatever. We're mellow tonight. We're mellow. We're candlelit. We're mellow. We just saw Michael Jackson's Ghost. We're all feeding off of it. I'm going to go watch some One-Eyed Monster and read about penis. So it's going to be good. It's a good night. So anyway, anything else to add, Cleavage and Tech Guy Wanker?
Nine.
You said so. Good times, good times. Anyway, stay tuned next week, guys. We love you. We could be lying. We don't know. We love you, and please wank your one-eyed monsters for us in salute to everything we've talked about in this perverted, disgusting show.
And take care of your boxes, everyone.
Take care of your boxes, your one-eyed monsters, your Case 39s, your Stan Helsings, whatever the hell else we talked about this evening. We love you guys. Go check out that Michael Jackson video. Peace.